right, let's start off here with our second day of awards. We've got another group of five coming your way, starting with the old game of the year.
Old game.
We used to always just do the game from last year, but this is any game not from 2014 that... So coming to a consensus will be interesting.
How games from 2016?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how old it works.
First 2016
up.
Is so 2020.
Wow.
Alpha
Can
Protocol.
Can someone explain math to me?
The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. I'm not taking...
Be specific.
Put all the Legend of Zeldas on there. Majora's Mask.
XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures of Link.
No. Clarify, is it Enemy Unknown or is it Enemy Within?
Enemy Unknown.
Okay.
It's unknown. I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah, we're not really sure which.
Within's just an expansion.
Spelunky.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Eat it, Nomar.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. I'm about ready to get back into Dark Souls.
Yeah, Enemy Within is the
Borderlands same. 2.
I want to play some Dark Souls.
Risk of Rain. Kingdom Rush.
Yeah.
What?
How far Towerfall. We'll have some debate around that one.
That's hard to remember.
Rogue Legacy.
That game's not very linear in my mind.
Just Cause 2.
We've got the bell. You ring the bells. Have you rang any bells yet?
I think I rang one bell.
So there's Warframe.
Just the one bell.
There's two bells.
But there's two.
And the Stanley Parable.
I just rang the second bell.
Okay.
And you got my ass kicked.
So basically this is just everybody's favorite game they played that was old this year.
Yeah, and you have to kind of sell people on...
So now let me add mine. Deus Ex Human Revolution.
I also played that again this year, and that game is awesome.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
I had heavier Skyrim years.
I played Skyrim.
So you've had heavier flows in
heavier
the past.
Heavier sky flows.
I think this was the year I started Skyrim.
Me too.
All right,
I'm just trying to think if there's been any old game that I've played this year. Probably not. But mostly
Minecraft.
Well, I'm not going to win that argument, so let's not even go there.
Hey, my daughter's super into Minecraft right now. She loves it.
That makes me feel better.
I love Minecraft.
She loves your videos.
11-year-old nephew.
It's definitely...
She would. Whatever. Well, and by me saying she loves it, she loves to watch me build things for her.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Are you going to start streaming?
She's lazy?
Yeah. She is lazy.
Honestly,
I'm
you
the lazy daughter.
You should do that. Just mic her up because people love little kids on streams. It's
she's like
weird, and that sounds terrible.
Will you build me a treehouse? I'm like, no, build your own damn treehouse.
That's suspicious. Yeah.
Only the people with the problem with it are the suspicious people, Aaron.
All right.
Yeah. As soon as I started saying that, I realized how bad that was. So.
You're the suspicious person, then.
Yeah. Let your daughter stream.
All right. I don't.
Okay, so I just started playing Just Cause 2 recently, and that is the most boring game I have ever played.
You're full of shit.
What's boring?
I hit this.
You're not doing it right.
I hit this moment where I was like, oh my god, this game is huge, and it's just like Far Cry because I'm just taking over bases. And then I tried to take over some bases, and I kept just accidentally grappling when I meant to shoot the gun.
So you don't know how to play the game.
So you just don't know your controls.
And then I just ran out.
I don't care about your opinion of Just Cause 2, so if that doesn't affect anything going on right now.
I just got bored with the game.
Let's see. Rogue Legacy came back in a big way for me because it showed up on the Vita, and then I found myself playing it on the Vita and the PC quite a bit. So I had taken a break from it. Kingdom Rush, I don't think I'm going to have any backup there, but that was just kind of one of my random mobile pickups.
Nope.
So I'm okay with cutting that. Any other cuts?
Stanley Parable.
Let's keep that around for a bit because I played that quite a bit.
Is Warframe?
Well, I just, yeah,
you played it quite a bit.
So funny. All right, I'm okay.
Warframe is fun.
Okay, you're having fun with it?
Well, I don't remember the last time I played
We still played quite a bit of Warframe.
We played a lot of Warframe.
And it added some nice shit this year.
Remind me what Alpha Protocol is.
It was the spy RPG. It came out 2012. It's from Obsidian.
You can buy it for like $2.
Yeah, it's totally worth the $2. I played through it twice. It was fun.
I think that's on.
It's just not ringing bells.
So. Yeah, I don't see that getting assistance. Although it was well represented on Gifford's list.
So get rid of it.
I mean, we got a lot of games here. So
yeah, I don't know how you really cut this list down.
I know which three I'm fighting for, but they haven't been.
Well, I didn't play Borderlands 2, so get rid of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm voting Spelunky three times. So.
I don't. Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Spelunky actually got a lot of votes. Yeah. But I was much heavier into Spelunky the year before.
Oh, well,
so was
that,
I.
Yeah. Well, that was the. I mean, that was the PC release, but it was also a re-release at that point. So
true.
I burnt myself out on Spelunky, so I'm curious: what were you guys actively playing? A lot of Spelunky or random
Early
Spelunky?
Early in 2014 I was, but lately I haven't.
I think, well, I played it for a little bit maybe early on, and then I watched Jason play some of it, and that was fun to do for me.
You saw when I was ranked 41st, right? Like that was I think that's actually when I stopped playing Spelunky, was like when I got 41 on the daily challenge. And I was like, okay.
That's really good. But yeah, watching
42,
Jason.
42 people must have been playing that day.
42 people yeah. played that day. Watching Jason actually progress through the game and make it farther, I think, was my Spelunky experience, really.
You're welcome.
Just helping him and watching
him
be better.
Very entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
Link Between Worlds got a lot of conversation on our site this year, so I'm holding on to that for a bit.
Yeah, it's just another Legend of Zelda game.
You shut your mouth.
Yes.
Actually, I'm okay with cutting Just Cause 2 because that multiplayer stuff came out the year before.
I was wondering when that was.
And solely based on the fact that Jordan played it.
You could probably cut Dark Souls because
Was that this year or was it?
Yeah, I think the year I was more into it the year
and I'm
before.
Weird, yeah, and I'm weirded out with
it. Plus, the sequel came out, so it kind of played
with it. We're making cuts. Why XCOM Enemy Unknown? Was there like an iOS release? Was there a reason for the.
There was a tablet release, right?
Yeah.
I didn't play it, but.
I didn't play
not
it
on my wonderful tablet you think is a phone.
It was brought up that there's a long war
big phone. I actually thought it was kind of a.
Well, that's completely separate. But there's a board game that's kind of set in the XCOM universe too. So that kind of got me back into it a little bit.
I kind of think Borderlands 2 and Risk of Rain are a heavier the year before too.
I don't know. I played a lot of Borderlands.
Yeah, I played Borderlands 2 with some coworkers this year.
All right.
I would get rid of XCOM before I would
wanted
Borderlands.
To play Borderlands.
Nilmar wants to play.
Okay. Is anybody else fighting for XCOM?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
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 Yeah. I think Civ 5 would have been up there if they hadn't released Beyond Earth this
Beyond
year
Earth. Yeah,
and
it's
then
true.
Ruined any interest I had in the series for a while. So
yeah.
That was Risk of Rain. I think that was
just us. I may have played it twice. Okay.
I just beat it this year, that's why.
Did we beat it this year?
Yeah.
Was it early this year?
It was early.
Yeah,
we can cut that. That's fine.
Towerfall was pretty big, so I'm keeping that around. We played a lot of Towerfall this year.
I have to look that up.
Did anybody play Rogue Legacy other than Justin?
I did.
I did too.
Oh shit. I was about to cut it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because I feel like that was a heavier the year before as well.
I definitely streamed more Rogue Legacy than I did this past year.
Would you put that on above Spelunky?
For me, I would, yeah.
All right, bye-bye, Spelunky.
That's fine.
I think, yeah. Okay. All right, we
Warframe.
Have three more to cut. You want to cut Warframe?
You're cutting Warframe?
When did it? I'm trying to. I feel like that was the year before, too, wasn't it? Or did we play
That's
a lot
fair.
Last year?
That's fair.
Yeah, I'd get rid of it.
I mean, the Xbox One version is the one that came out this year. I don't have a dog in this fight, I'm just pointing it out.
Like our game nights, if we did a lot of Warframe. I think we did more Warframe last year, so I'm okay with that. And in this company, I'll go ahead. I don't know. Okay, Human Revolution.
I replayed it this year.
You played the shit out of it this year too. So
I played it. The first time this year too. And
I installed it and didn't play it.
Okay,
it's there. I can see it. It's right there.
Was there a Towerfall discussion I missed?
We played a bunch of Towerfall.
We played a bunch in the office.
Oh, okay,
we had a Towerfall tournament.
It is beloved.
I mean, with this group, I think you could probably cut Rogue Legacy.
I would cut Borderlands 2 for Rogue Legacy.
Fuck.
I would. I would keep Borderlands before Rogue Legacy.
All right, you were my rogue backup, so whatever.
I bailed. I was not your favorite Brosif.
Right.
On that one.
So is it between Link and Deus Ex?
I think so.
So.
Well, I didn't play either of them, so. Battle it out, fellas.
I played them before. but not last year.
I'm not a big Zelda fan, so.
I own Deus Ex and not A Link Between Worlds.
Wait, I think Link Between Worlds moves on just because the Backlog Commandos podcast kind of bumped it up.
Well, that's how that is.
Yep. It's kind of, yeah. Since it's because our site awards.
So if I did a Human Revolution podcast real quick.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Gifford's written about it. And
so torn between those two games, though, too. Like,
yeah, let him decide that.
What? Oh.
Yeah, okay. Pick Cole. This is Cole's pick.
Well, I mean, I'm still...
You kill one of them.
I know you guys played a bit of Borderlands, but I felt like... If there was, this was finally the year where it kind of trailed off when we're ramping up for more.
I played a ton of Borderlands.
All right, so how about, since Towerfall is big because me and Justin played a lot at the office, that's not as big with this group, which would kind of make it fall off.
And I know
Mr. Aaron likes some Towerfall.
I like Towerfall.
And it had its PC release and PS4 release.
Are we considering those two different games? Because it is called Towerfall Ascension.
And well, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
I want to, but I haven't.
I know there's others as a sort of somewhat part of this group that have played Borderlands 2 this year as well. So.
Well, and Nicole played Human Revolution with me.
Yeah. Right. That was... I guess, for the site, Towerfall's got to get cut then, because, it might be more of a off-site thing. So
Cole doesn't have to make a decision. Now he does, but
because I don't.
Now he has to choose a winner, which is way better than killing one of them.
I don't have a horse in this race.
Yeah, I can't pick any of these.
I like that people are playing Link Between Worlds, but I want to play some Borderlands 2. I don't know when I'm supposed to do that.
Me too.
Borderlands 2 can be our old game of the year next year.
It's the old game of the year every year.
No.
I'm just happy it's on the list, so you guys can choose between whatever.
That's all I have is Borderlands 2 in this fight. Mm-hmm.
You play a lot of Borderlands.
I do play a lot of Borderlands.
Yeah.
You play pre-sequel,
right? Where are you between Zelda and Deus Ex, Cole? What's going on in your head when you're even trying to think through it?
I'm leaning towards Deus Ex.
Okay.
And two other people have
I'm okay with that.
Been all over it, all so.
Right. Deus Ex Human Revolution is our old game of the year.
Holy shit.
Mistakes for me.
That's
crazy, because that wasn't even on the original nomination list.
We got a very tight system here.
I'll have to pick that one up.
Runners up, Borderlands 2, which will never die. I think Borderlands 2 is the new Skyrim. And then The Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds. all right, next up.
Oh, this will be fun.
Why does it keep doing that? What? Okay, there we go. That's the wrong layer. Next up is the Not Entertained Award for Underachiever of the Year. Surprisingly competitive.
These are all losers.
These are all so fucking terrible.
It's a big year for this award.
Actually, there are some.
So keep in mind, because this is a contested category.
Okay, good.
Highly contested.
It's what your expectations were compared to how it turned out.
I gotcha.
So it's basically that gap.
Well, I already
How
know
big
mine.
Is that gap?
Destiny apparently is on this list.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yes.
Assassin's Creed
Just not
Unity.
The
okay.
Who had high expectations for that?
But at least question. Rogue didn't make the list. Did he play Rogue? Did you play Rogue?
I did not. I've not played Assassin's
Creed.
I
could do some more.
Last year.
Chips. NHL 15.
I thought that was your job to play everything that nobody else played.
I played Destiny.
That's my job now, I think.
Watch Dogs.
I play Watch Dogs, too.
Watch out. Ubisoft. Wait. The Evil Within.
Can Ubisoft win the Not Entertained Award?
I would vote.
And it's just an umbrella award.
You should put Ubisoft.
Oh. DF9.
Screw that game.
Space Base.
Double Fine 9. Thief, which Aww. Is that's yeah, that was kind of my reaction when I saw that on the list and getting a vote. But we'll
put it, voted for that.
I put it there and I voted just to spite Jordan.
Did Outlast?
that works. Yeah, that makes.
Did
sense.
Did Outlast Whistleblower come out this year?
No,
ooh, I don't even.
It didn't.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Do we have like a place where you could confirm
I'm
these?
Sure, I'm pretty sure it did. Because I'm gonna put Outlast question mark.
Is there like a series of tubes that has the answer?
I'm gonna throw out Mercenary Kings.
You put Elite Dangerous on there as well.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Really?
And Lords of Shadow 2. I've heard mixed things on Elite Dangerous.
Well, you should know what you're getting yourself into. You're getting yourself into a... No, never mind. We'll argue
about it.
Just keep writing the list.
That was
grinding my teeth.
Outlast Whistleblower was this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Then I will include Outlast for now.
How about Outcast?
No, just for the record.
The group? The singers?
I'm guessing... Elite Dangerous didn't get any votes because Jordan forgot to vote. So, all right.
No love for Big Boy.
All right. Which of these disappointments will not stand next to
Mercenary
bigger
Kings?
Disappointments?
Elite was
not that bad.
Mercenary Kings was disappointing, was it?
Did you have fun playing that game?
Not really, but
because they did the bait and switch. We're like, yeah, let's play Contra with friends. Oh shit, it's Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
with friends.
I don't know. I'm not ready to cut it. That's the first cut.
I mean, Elite Dangerous. You're getting yourself into a space simulator. I mean,
okay, but you want a good one.
Yeah, but
I don't know why. Why'd you define
making? Why wasn't it good?
He was
sorry,
one person.
I was in chat. What's happening right now? I heard my name.
You have to tell us why Elite Dangerous is disappointing.
Oh, so the promise of Elite Dangerous.
All right, that's good.
And the, and then what it actually is right now.
Thanks for the definition, but what happened?
That doesn't help.
I'm sorry, what are you asking?
Give me a specific reason why Elite Dangerous deserves to be on this.
I've only
list.
Heard good things
not,
about it.
Why it's not entertaining?
Yes.
Have you ever... Okay, so I've been trying to watch people stream, and it is... boring. It's
you could say the same thing for a lot of games.
No, I couldn't.
It's just about the experience.
So
it's about what that person's making of the experience.
And they don't
of course,
like,
of course,
they don't, look like, they don't look like they're having fun or doing
because
anything.
it's basically flight simulator in space. Of course, nobody's having
it's
fun.
Off the list.
Oh, so it shouldn't have been on the list. Fine.
You could probably take Thief off.
No, I just want to close the loop on that just because
you're not entertained by somebody else playing it.
No, I mean that's
I keep wanting to buy the game. If the game didn't have like a $50 to $70 price point, I would have bought it already. And so I've been trying to feel it out whether it's something I want to buy. And there's nothing in it. You fly from space to
yeah. That's
space
the
space.
Point. That's the simulator part of it. Because it's too real. Is that the problem? It's too realistic.
Well, I like games. I like games like that. Like I've been waiting for a good six axis space shooter trucker game to come out like that. And the they're just I don't know. Just it's
you can mod. You can mod European truck simulator or whatever, right?
I guess
wait. Can you take the European trucks into space?
Why not?
Maybe get on Euro trucks.
All I ever see in the Twitch streams is just someone flying through empty space, and then occasionally there'll be an asteroid field.
But I don't know what your expectations were.
But it has to be the expectation, because what else?
Like that's what I'm with him in that I thought that was the definition of the game.
Well, no.
Also, this is the longest anybody's ever talked about this game.
I think it was the promise of that game, of what that game and like the other one, the Star Citizen, of like what the way that those games were kickstarted, they were crowdfunded, and what they're going to be.
But those people are getting what they want.
And then what the game was when it got released. Like, the game will improve over the next year, 2-3 years.
And that's also the problem, too. It's not a complete game.
Yeah. And that's why it's not entertaining.
Yeah.
The thing they released isn't...
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to eliminate it based off of everything else on this list.
Yeah. I just don't see the gap in expectations. I never saw it as this high level thing.
Yeah, it had Oculus support, and that's the thing that keeps making me check back in with it because I really want to actually try.
Are we cutting?
Using the Oculus.
What are we cutting next?
Get rid of Space DF9.
Yeah,
that just
as far as
that was more company not entertaining me than the actual game itself because I was entertained by the game.
So
who
is disappointed in Thief?
I don't know.
That is me.
You're sitting right next to me.
Okay. So here's, and why were your expectations...
That's what I was about to say. Well, the expectations of Thief being good should not have been there because it's never really been good.
I would turn this table over if my laptop wasn't on it.
Now, I bought Thief.
You flipped my laptop.
But it was more of I was hoping that it would be good. But I didn't have the expectation that it wasn't.
You were playing it wrong.
It was just average as it should have been.
Yeah, when you talk about the gap, that makes the gap. It makes it more. Yeah, I can see Thief's not going to win this, but I did put it on the list simply because I played through that entire game and I was never really excited about what I was doing, but I saw a potential there that really made me upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which that's the definition of Thief.
Yeah. There is a great game there, but it always seems
like they have the technical stuff down, and then it's just kind of
All right, who had expectations of Outlast? Because I fucking love Outlast.
I didn't, but I can see how you could love it because of how goofy it is.
I don't know. I got into it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, but you were entertained.
Yeah.
So take it off the list.
but
somebody put it up there.
Somebody put it up there.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
That's why I'm trying to suss out who.
There's a lot of other people not here, so
that's true. Take it off.
Actually, of the voters, it's not too many, except for Jordan. I will admit that I shouldn't have had high expectations for Lords of Shadow 2. So,
did anybody play it?
Well, then you shouldn't have any expectations for that one underneath it either.
Okay, I mean that's what I was talking about. I want to talk to Cole about. I have.
Don't you have a podcast that does that?
I feel like the way we keep talking about it, it's just going to be Destiny, Assassin's Creed, and Watchdog because those are the only ones.
That's not the point.
I'm with you. I would take Assassin's Creed off.
Because
it shouldn't really have the gap. It's Assassin's Creed is not amazing. And it really has.
What?
Agreed.
But the step they made from coming from the 3 to Black Flag was a good step. And then people thought that it was going to continue that.
Well, how do you?
You are all fools for trusting them.
How do you step up from pirate ships?
Because they still made Assassin's Creed 3.
But I've heard Rogue. I've heard people enjoying Rogue though.
Well, yeah, two is good. 3 is bad. All 4 is good.
All right. Getting rid of Mercenary.
Unity by order should be bad.
So Unity is bad.
Getting rid of Mercenary.
Math.
It's the Call of Duty formula.
We have enough of them now to figure out the formula.
There were two of them put out at the same time.
I got rid of Mercenary Kings in the meantime.
One of them.
In regards to its competition.
He's just going to start deleting things when we start laughing.
The evil within.
Why did you have high expectations about 2K15, Cole? I want a wrestling game to play.
I want one so bad. Ever gonna be, well, and I guess this is the first like full year that they had to develop a new game.
Yeah.
It's
been a whole year on
painful years previous. But
they're part of the THQ fuck up, so it's been weird.
There was hope there, and like some of the things where they were saying in the press were interesting, but
I just don't know how you mess up a wrestling game.
They haven't made a good one the original.
You're obviously limited to a certain space, so you should have to figure out the physics of that pretty easily, especially if you have a year.
I just feel like it's been bad for years, and this one was also bad.
Oh, of course, because people keep buying it.
The market demands.
I'm saying that in regards to the gap here. Of aspect, do you agree, Cole, or did you buy into the hype train and think it's at the level of these other games?
Oh, it's not as much as these other games, for sure. All
right. So, Evil Within...
Especially because we don't have a bunch of people who really give a shit about that game on site.
So, Evil Within, I don't feel like...
I would say I had some expectation for it.
I think it's just a different... It's a different game than what everybody thought it was going to be. I don't know that it was bad. It was just different.
I wanted survival horror and not... torture porn.
And that's what I thought I was getting.
So if you knew it was this torture game, it delivers on what?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I'm not really gonna fight for Evil Within, but I think it was a legit contender to be in the top five.
Yeah, I would say Evil Within over Assassin's Creed because
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I because my expectations for Assassin's Creed Unity were low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe Aaron, were you shocked?
After Black Flag, I was shocked that Unity was as poor as it turned out to be.
Okay. All right. Let me state the case for NHL 15, even though none of us played it, but just like
I watched enough of it.
This is actually traditionally a pretty good sports series.
Yep.
And this was the next gen leap for them, and they basically cut 75% of its core features, released the game, and then just patched in all of the different sections of the game as they finished them.
I would say that's probably, about accurate.
And did not communicate that that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, very egregious there.
They were just really wanting to get into the
egregious
the next gen stuff.
So, for the record, my list is Destiny, NHL 15, and Watch Dogs.
Hmm.
I'm Destiny and Watch Dogs for sure. The other three.
Okay.
I mean, I'd probably.
So I think that Destiny and Watch Dogs are in.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Those two move on.
Okay.
I could say you could get rid of NHL.
Okay.
Because really, you're playing it for the actual.
Gameplay. You can play a team versus a team.
Right.
In a full hockey game.
But of course, the full gamut of things is like the franchising mode and stuff
like that.
I think
there's a huge fucking problem with sports games right now, and I hope they fix it. I think they can fix it next year.
Well, I mean, the NBA games have been pretty solid this year, so.
They just needed to take years off with the next gen leap, but okay. I've said my piece there. So I'm Evil Within over Unity. How many of those do we have? That's a no.
I mean, I was more anticipating Evil Within than I was Assassin's Creed. I have no faith in Assassin's Creed ever. Okay. So
I can see what Aaron's saying about Unity being bad compared to 4. I just didn't have that expectation that it would be good.
Cole?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys make a good point. I don't really want to fight about Unity.
I want to fight.
There's some expectations there for me and Aaron, but I don't think it that weighs the passion you feel for it or the passion and your indifference.
It's not going to be my number one, so I don't care if it's in the top three.
Right. Sure. Yeah, it's going to be down between Destiny and Watch Dogs anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Anybody not voting for Destiny? Or do we just pull out arguments? Does Destiny win?
I would argue for Watch Dogs.
Okay.
That is
that's a fucking mess.
Yeah. I mean, that just
okay, they if you remember when they first rolled out Watch Dogs was here's the next gen.
Yeah, that we were like
this is it.
We were all
my god.
Yeah. That was one of my pre-order games.
I mean, we were all live streaming that. Like in chat. Like we were all in chat like freaking out when they were showing that. And what were they what were they actually showing us? Like, really? Like, what out of all that convinced us that that was going to blow us away?
Okay.
My pick would be Watch Dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
Mainly because we all still kind of played Destiny.
That's the problem.
Right.
I mean,
you can still be entertained playing Destiny with other people.
Destiny's fun with other people, I think. It's not very fun by yourself.
Watch Dogs by yourself or with people would just be awful.
Yeah.
And Evil Within, you would probably just get awkwardly attracted to whoever you're playing with.
I think
who are you playing with?
Okay, the argument for Destiny, even though people continue to play it, and
there's
if I didn't have other things to do, I might
for
play
Destiny.
It.
That's the thing. They could come out with another Destiny, and people would.
I wonder how long we hope for that. But
I mean, Destiny did have a much bigger hype. It's like Watch Dogs looked great, but it didn't have
the
hype.
It's the Bungie
train.
And the beta was so, like, we were all psyched about the beta, and then you get the real game and you play for another 4 hours, 8 hours, and you're like, this is freaking boring.
What if they released the Watch Dogs beta? You would have not enjoyed it.
I didn't play the beta.
Well, I'm just saying.
If they had made
it. If they had, you would have not enjoyed it as probably much as you did Destiny.
I feel like the gap in Destiny is bigger. I was betting the farm on Destiny. I was like, I blame Destiny for me playing World of Warcraft right now because it's like filling that gap.
I think you referred to it as if Mass Effect and Halo had and Borderlands had a space baby when you were talking about the beta to me.
Yeah. That sounds like something I'd say. It's good Kool-Aid.
Jason, I understand where you're coming from though on the Watchdog gap and the next gen. Like, here it is. This is what you're going to get. And then we didn't get that. But I do feel like my Destiny disappointment is just so much greater than how I ever felt after playing Watch Dogs.
Yeah,
I played Watch Dogs and I was like, this isn't as good as I thought it would be. But I played Destiny and I continue to play it regardless of just feeling so shitty about this game.
Okay, but the thing is about Destiny is that is there still potential there for them to do something greater with it?
But when you say that is also true. I think Bungie can right what's wrong.
But
I don't
what
think
exists in 2014?
Back.
Because they could also patch the shit out of Watch Dogs or
bullshit.
I don't see them doing it.
I mean, they won't. But
there are
like,
fundamentals in Watch Dogs.
You could overwrite the entire game with a different game.
I'm just saying you have to judge it based on
what. They send you a new disc.
If they patched Watch Dogs with Nancat or whatever that thing is called, that would be highly more entertaining than the game itself.
I think I so. If you go back to,
I
your,
don't know where
you brought
I
up the scenario. JP brought up, what if you played a beta of Watch Dogs? Like, if we played a beta of Watch Dogs, we wouldn't have liked Watch Dogs and we wouldn't have bought it.
I felt like the hype.
But we all loved the beta of Destiny and we all hate the actual game.
Okay, wait.
I think makes that.
But at
gap.
The end of that beta, didn't we all just kind of have like, okay, I kind of beat Earth. How many more planets are they going to do? Is this all? Like,
that's
is
true.
There more?
We did.
We were questioning
the scope of the game after.
I felt like
you didn't hesitate to buy it day one.
Like, I feel like Watch Dogs. No, I mean, yeah, I pre-ordered the shit out of the most expensive thing they would
even
let me buy.
Even with those doubts, you didn't.
I even bought the $90 version so we could have the season pass.
But at some point, we all kind of knew Watch Dogs was falling apart. Like from the excitement at E3.
It's not my fault you spent money on Destiny.
So
I blame Jason.
I think what you're trying to say is we were not entertained with Watch Dogs before we actually even got it and played it. We were excited about it, and we lost the excitement before it even came out.
I don't know. I knew a lot of people that pre-ordered a console when they saw Watch Dogs.
All right, let's just go around. Cole, what's your vote?
Destiny.
Gifford. Okay. Literally, that's fine. JBT's Watch Dogs.
No, it's Remember Me.
Okay. And then,
I can talk about it.
You summoned him.
Why wasn't that our old game, 2014? Anybody play it?
I'm actually leaning towards Watch Dogs because I just keep remembering that
you
fucking
should.
Debut trailer.
Yep.
So, Coop.
Destiny.
Because you didn't even play it. Like, that's like
what, Destiny?
Yeah, you like barely.
I'm on the moon. I beat what I'd already played in the beta again.
Aaron,
I really want to say Destiny.
Okay, I'm actually surprised by that.
It hurts,
Jordan.
I'm going to say Watch Dogs because I'm still excited to play Destiny. PC.
And then see, that's the thing too. I may have been on the Destiny bandwagon. I'm just going to call it that. But I don't mean any offense by that.
It's up to you.
it's just the fact that they didn't release it on PC.
I'm fine either way.
If they had released that on PC and I played it, I'd probably be agreeing with a lot of you right now. Because I would have bought that day of. I would have spent $60 on that and probably been really pissed off right now.
Go ahead.
I have to go with Destiny because I at least could play Watch Dogs by myself. Destiny by yourself is even worse than Destiny with people.
It is pretty bad by yourself.
All right. I'm glad Watch Dogs put up a fight because I really wanted to stick it to Ubisoft. But
and as much as you were all sort of saying about Bayonetta with your wife walking in the room, imagine that with The Evil Within. Yeah. Don't want to forget about that.
Yeah. Never forget.
That'd be kind of awkward.
All right, gentlemen, this is my last category. Right. I am needed elsewhere. Have fun.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Giff.
See Gifford. Winner of our Not Entertained Award is Destiny, and runners-up Watch Dogs and The Evil Within. Can you shut off his mic?
Good for the record.
Can I have his mic?
If you'd like to move, you can.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Both Destiny and Watch Dogs are not entertained.
That doesn't make them less entertained.
The winner is both.
Make them less entertained. Yeah. They're all winners and losers at the same time.
I still think Ubisoft should have been on the list. That would have been great.
I would have voted that way.
I would have backed that category.
Yeah. We would have been done on 10 minutes ago.
Collectively, Ubisoft would have taken
the New York City game, post-apocalyptic game that's coming out next year.
The Division?
Whoa.
Division, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we'll be talking about that in the same manner.
I hope not. But maybe.
So that's another one where it's a Tom Clancy game, so I wouldn't have a super high expectation.
Yeah. I got it.
Fiddle that, yeah.
I liked the last Splinter.
The trailer looked good.
I don't know what. Division.
Honestly, when I saw that, it was the same feelings I had. When I saw Watch Dogs.
Yeah, that's true. It looked pretty good.
There was some recent positive buzz about it, but I don't know if it was.
So I'm just wondering if we're going to be, talking about that.
Yeah, maybe.
At this point, I just approach everything Ubisoft does with caution.
Sure.
So.
Well, isn't Destiny releasing another game
Oh, they will always be releasing things for Destiny.
So yeah, we can bring Destiny.
They're going to trick you into doing a subscription by just releasing things every
time. I mean, honestly, I'm just hoping whenever they release it on PC that I'll be able to,
get into it. I don't know if they will.
I think they will. I think they will.
All right, next up is the More of These Award, which is kind of brought about by like our middle tier game of the year. It's a little.
This was really hard.
It's hazier now.
Yeah, this
it's
was
like.
This was really hard for me to think of anything that actually fit in this category.
So it's not the AAA release, but it's the kind of a mid range release, and it can't be from a major publisher. So
yeah, that was the problem.
And it's not just indie games, right. But anyway, like
that awkward gooey center.
Yes, those games that you'd like to see more of them. Mm. So here's what we came up with. Maybe.
That game A was really good.
Yeah.
We got Styx, Master of Shadows.
Oh, that thing again?
Huh? Surprisingly, didn't get a vote.
Why are you nominating?
Hyrule Warriors, which you could classify as like a B release for Nintendo. Earth Defense Force. That game. Which is so close to being awesome. It's almost there, guys.
It's almost
like able to be recommended to people to play video games.
Well, that's what they said about the first one, too.
Almost able to be recommended.
Strider.
Can't wait for the next gen EDF.
Which I forgot was this year. Valiant Hearts. Captain Toad. Treasure Tracker.
Hell yeah.
And The Wolf Among Us. Which, yeah, those.
Yeah.
I mean, It is not okay.
Out of all of them,
if
that
Telltale
one,
is AAA,
yeah,
this is still not their major franchise.
Oh, of course it's not.
It's not their A-tier.
No. Huh? Yeah, I don't think it's their A-tier.
No,
I think it's yeah.
It's okay. Not. I mean, it was certainly something out of left field for them. I think.
Is there any other games you want to add, or at least like have the conversation if it should be considered?
Lords of the Fallen.
Okay, that was the other game you would have voted for.
Lords of the Fallen.
I had Thief on there too.
But yeah.
You guys,
no,
Lords of the
Thief
Fallen.
Didn't make. Yeah, Thief didn't make.
No Thief.
I just can't think of anything that I've.
Are we doing like indie?
Yeah.
About, Xenonauts.
Okay.
I don't know
just
if I need
the
more.
The original
of that.
XCOM games. Just a. Game
that did actually come out this
that
year.
Thing. Okay. Yeah, I checked.
Okay.
No
what
joust.
Gets cut?
So, Valiant Hearts, whom Ubisoft made that, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Or was it just the Ubi engine?
It's the Ubi art engine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
For what?
But it's still middle
for
tier?
For everything.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like...
is it just because...
I categorize it the same as like Blood Dragon.
Oh, I got
which
you.
Was in
it's
this
just
category.
Not Assassin's Creed or Far Cry.
So I think I don't know.
Tier.
I just it's just one of their it's their Captain Toad mm-hmm. to me.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a.
I mean, it's not tied to anything
Child
else.
Of Light on here okay. as well.
Mm.
What's that?
Child of Light.
Child of Light.
Sure. Yeah, that's in the same category. I'm just gonna get a sense if people like that game or not.
Oh, I'm loving that game right now.
You like the rhyming?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, what stands out? What stands out?
So we need to cut stuff. So are we cutting stuff that we really don't want?
We don't think is the best representative of, like, out of which three of these do you want to see more games get inspired by or sequels? Or
I think
probably Xenonauts because it is,
I feel like,
inspired by an already old game. So we don't need people to be inspired by it more.
No.
Okay. Just keep producing
okay.
it.
Okay.
I think EDF needs to stay on the list.
We could probably cut The Wolf Among Us, too.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, we can cut that.
Because there will already be more of these.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
I really like Valiant. Strider's very classic, too. So, like, there's nothing specific I would take from Strider, although it's worth playing. And I forgot that it came out this year. So
I think Hyrule Warriors has to go.
I think there are enough.
I just want more Zelda games. I don't care who's making them. Or
okay, well, okay.
Why?
There are enough.
Just keep making Zelda games.
Whatever that. What is that fucking series? That it's
Dynasty Warriors.
There's enough Dynasty Warriors. But
they're already doing more cross.
But at the same time, I'm okay with Nintendo getting a little weird.
So am I, and that's why I wanted.
But we've got that with Captain
here.
Toad. So
yeah,
we'll make that our.
So that's our
Toad's
Nintendo
a better,
keep getting weird.
Nintendo keep doing other stuff.
Let other people mess with your franchises.
You don't have to do just your AAA stuff.
between Child of Light and Valiant Hearts, I'd rather go with Child of Light.
I would rather go with Valiant Hearts.
Because it's an RPG Valiant Hearts. Where Battle. Valiant Hearts is a puzzle game.
Valiant Hearts is a great adventure game. And
is it
and,
a, there's a dog?
It's a puzzle game, though.
Yes,
right?
It's a that's what. Yeah, it's an adventure game. Like it's more has more in common with like The Wolf Among Us, but it's done in a like I'm like Telltale. Like this is a different way you could do this. That's what I was thinking while I was playing.
And
that.
The puzzle side of it, it's not like super difficult puzzle.
I really like the puzzles. I love the pacing of it, and
it's more they're just telling a story with just a little bit of puzzle in there, so that you're not just watching it.
Where are you at on Child of Light, Aaron? I can't remember.
I streamed it once, and I've never played it again.
Okay.
But it was... I don't think that's speaking to the game itself. I just got kind of fell off my radar. But it was an interesting kind of... not non-violent is a good way to put it. It's just got its own kind of character to it that I think is worth endorsing.
I'm okay with cutting Earth Defense Force just because it's so damn iterative. But... It's getting closer, so
don't next year.
And they're releasing this for the PS4 in Japan, and hopefully it comes over here because that'll fix all the frame rate issues and up the resolution, so it'll be a little bit more playable.
Wait, so you're saying the Japanese will fix that for us?
Hopefully. Well, they're the only ones working on the problem, so.
Yeah.
Lords of the Fallen, the only thing I would say is there are more of those. Do you want more Dark Souls clones?
I guess Dark Souls is making more Dark Souls clones. So
yeah, Bloodborne. So I feel like it's covered.
Yeah,
but I do like that Lords of the Fallen exists.
I like that other companies are stepping into. There's an actual genre of it now. It's not just
the Dark Souls genre. the really hard.
Yeah, the hard
unforgiving game.
Yeah,
throw your controller at the TV.
Is it as hard as Dark Souls?
I hear it's easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Yeah, it's much easier.
It's EA.
It's the thing that is getting me ready to actually
EA likes
play,
you to finish their game so that you'll buy
EA,
more
EA
of them.
EA thinks it's really hard.
Yeah. It's so much harder than Madden.
What a
Yeah, I'm okay getting rid of Child of Light because, Valent, honestly, the reason I want to see more of those types of games, other than, like, it's a much simpler RPG.
Okay.
I love the look of it.
Let's
hold
like,
on. Yeah, the look is great.
Hold on.
Let's let Cole say something about that because he voted for it.
Oh,
did he not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I think like if we have to have sticks on this list, I think Valiant Hearts and Captain Toad are more interesting to me than Child of Light.
Okay, with Captain Toad, and I don't. I'm surprised I'm coming up with a knock against it. There are other puzzle games that Nintendo's made that are kind of similar to it. Like, do we like it because it's a puzzle game or? I think I'm more for it because I want Nintendo to make smaller games.
That's why I'm into it. I mean, it was one of my favorite parts of Super Mario 3D World, but I also like the idea of Nintendo not making huge games every so often, but the small games more
frequently. Is it more unique or better as a puzzle game than Child of Light is as a unique RPG?
Can I say that again?
I think so.
Is Captain Toad more unique as a puzzle game than Child of Light is as an RPG?
I personally believe so.
Okay. Yeah, and I would rather see Nintendo start to just branch off in their franchises.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, and the style of Child of Light, even though it's a different type of game than Valiant Hearts, that style is still there and represented. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
Yes.
That's perfect.
All right.
I want to see a Captain Tingle game.
No.
I like
Don't listen to this man.
Meet me in the restroom.
I like how... Wow. I like how Styx made it this far without anybody saying a word about it. So that's kind of a compliment.
He's a real master of shadows.
Yeah,
he snuck in there, yeah.
Notice who keeps bringing it up. He didn't say a single word about it because he knew it was still on the list.
Nobody wanted to get rid of it.
Distracted us with
Chisel. I don't really know. I'm actually leaning towards Valiant Hearts, but I can be talked out of that. So,
I don't know anything about the other two.
I have no idea about any of these games.
What I like about Styx... based on conversations with Jordan, I mean, that's how we've kind of...
15 minutes ago.
We talked about it on a podcast.
He belligerently defended the game to everyone.
It's that you're... I felt like it did Thief better.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And you're playing as, like, a smaller, more fragile creature, and playing as a goblin, but the stealth sequence is working, like, in vertical towers... sounds really cool.
The level design.
And you get to vomit on people when they die.
Well,
when they die.
they created
goblin abilities.
That's real life for me every day.
A lot of variation in it. It's just a real simple setup, and you end up replaying a lot of the areas two or three times. That's why they're so massive and complex. But I would like to see because it's I swear it's a Unity engine game.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like it's not even that. It's not even that. Like some powerful studio or some big studio using some powerful.
I like these three as representatives of like that missing middle tier game. Though.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, because it was a $40 game when it came out. I think.
Yep. Is anybody pulling for Captain Toad to win?
From what I know about Valiant Hearts, I don't think I need Captain Toad to win this. Yep. Valiant Hearts just really seems to have hit hard. In terms of what it delivers,
I thought I knew what it was going in, and I knew it was definitely going to be story driven. But I really loved the pace of the game. It was really easy to play. The puzzles were really satisfying, and things just moved along. And then that story just hits hard. But at the same time, the artwork, this game wouldn't work with a different art style. It would be just too much of a downer. But like they do enough with, I don't know, because. You know, I might have just like barely survived a shelling, but just like that dog just being all happy and happy to bring me that next stick of dynamite just made my day. So, I don't know. Valiant Hearts is really going to stick with me. And I wish I had played Sticks to be able to compare the two, but Valiant Hearts is where I'm leaning. We okay with that? Or
yeah, I'm not going to fight for Sticks winning. Or like
I'll lower my Captain Toad vote.
I was impressed that a puzzle game could be so story driven. With Valiant Hearts.
It's almost done too smoothly. It's like, I don't know. I'd like to figure out more of what that team, what they work on elsewhere. But so our winner of the More of These award is Valiant Hearts, The Great War. Runners up, Sticks, Master of Shadows, and Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker. Oh, next up is our Quickie award.
Again, meet me in the restroom.
Sponsored by Mr. Tingle.
What's that mean?
So this is the game where you've got about 10 or 15 minutes to play, and you can get in and out, and it's a good time.
Sticks Master.
So, so the Evil Within, right?
Yeah. Mario Kart 8, Captain Toad, Hearthstone. I don't know if you've heard of that game.
Nope.
Hearthstone?
I heard it sucks.
Okay,
heard it wrong.
I have Trials Evolution, but I'm pretty sure you meant Trials Fusion. So
oh, yeah,
that's
Fusion.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah. I had it, mixed up. Super Smash Bros.
Smash Bros.
Threes! It has
so
much.
So many.
Luftrausers.
Luftrausers.
1001 Spikes. I can't decide if that game's
for
fun or not.
15 minutes?
Well, you can play a level.
You can, that's how long if you're lucky.
You play a level 85
Phoenix,
times.
Yeah. Phoenix not Rage, finished, we haven't talked about much about, but.
I watched anybody other than us play it.
Crossy Roads.
Crossy Road. And Escape Goat 2 got some votes. All right. Any other nominee?
Where's WWE Supercard?
They make this list. I'll wait for the mobile list.
All right.
And Immortals will be on next year's list.
anything else?
I know I voted for a bunch of things, but I can't remember what that were.
It's one of these.
No. I had voted for other things that didn't show up whenever we actually finally started voting. It was weird. Like, for me, it'd be like Far Cry 4.
I was going to say Far Cry 4.
Like, I could totally jump in there and just do whatever for 15 minutes.
Kill tigers.
Right. I'll put it on to talk about it.
It was random stuff like that, you know, that I had, but because I can't really talk about many other of these games.
I can't play Far Cry 4 for 15 minutes. It's got to be
it is kind
of 4 hours of nonsense.
Yeah, that's everything.
4 hours of hardcore elephant action.
My question is, some of these games...
Oh, God.
Some of these games, the loading process and the menu structure and getting into the game...
It's not like your Spelunkies where
Far Cry 4
you go,
gotta open Steam, then Steam's gotta open up slow. Uplay.
No, I was actually
and then Uplay's gotta update.
I was actually thinking of Super Smash Brothers. Because just getting into a game like not that it's terrible, but it actually prohibits me from just jumping on and playing real quick. Like
no,
between
Fusion's the same way.
So I'm just throwing that out there that I'm going to be coming from that angle. But
well, if that's the case, then Far Cry 4 is the same thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Far Cry 4 is loading as well. Well, I wouldn't have gone for Far Cry 4, but I see what you're saying about Smash. I'm able to get into it and play a couple of games.
That might be more of the Wii U, just like loading that thing up, and it's just still slow as fuck.
But it's more of like a party thing.
Yeah.
You're going to sit down and play for longer, so.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the winner. You're going to cut it now.
Are you going to bet on AI matches?
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
Oh, yeah, you can bet on matches.
We did that. We did that in the office.
What can we cut? Probably a scapegoat.
Eight
two.
Kirby's. You vote on the color that wins.
A scapegoat two. I mean, you can play a puzzle and get out. I don't think Phoenix Raids and 1001 Spikes are going to get any.
You can get rid of Far Cry 4.
I want to keep it on just for conversation.
All right.
But for now, Loot Rousers is kind of that is all it is. Like every.
It's pretty fast too. It's a fast game. On and start playing.
Threes was my go-to game.
Do you want to get shot down? I play a lot of threes.
Are you in the bathroom for 15 minutes?
Mario Kart?
Playing threes,
are you playing
threes
for?
Mario Kart for like 15 minutes? Just do a quick race, I guess?
Yeah. I wouldn't play it that way, but...
So if we're going to cut Mario Kart, would we cut Trials? It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Load it up, do a match, and then you're done.
Okay.
Wait, that is the point of this category, right?
You could do that. I mean, you can't. I wouldn't turn on Mario Kart.
I just don't know what Fusion did
would
more
play,
so than the
would
other
you just
ones.
Play one track of Fusions and then just
okay, Crossy Road.
Would you play it over and over and over again?
Okay, Escape Go 2 is not going to hold up here.
The loading time is part of that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Loading time.
Can you play Can you play a match of Hearthstone in 15 minutes?
Yes,
you can. Yeah.
And
I have.
That's but okay. Can you stop you? After 1:15?
I have.
After
yes.
One match.
Okay. You've seen how we play it at work.
Yeah. I played on my
one
lunch
game
break.
Out. threes. That yeah. That's
threes work.
Sometimes a game threes can take longer than 15 minutes.
It can.
Okay.
It can take 15 minutes because that's
Cry.
A multiple of three, right?
Yeah, I think Far Cry's got to go with the other ones we cut.
Three times five is 15.
Yeah. I like the...
Four, a multiple of three.
I like everything about Loot Rousers more than I enjoy playing it, so...
I'm in agreement.
Like, for whatever reason, I didn't keep going back to it. So... Oh, man, I'm going to choose between Crossroads and Threes, I feel
puzzles,
like.
How many puzzles can you bust out in Captain's Road in 15 minutes?
I don't think it's as strong here.
It would be one or two. Depending on how far you are.
Oh, can I cut Smash and make this list awesome?
I said we could cut Smash when you first brought it up.
Yeah.
I just want
to get rid of it. Get it out of here.
Murder.
Get away.
Are you okay with that?
Murder City.
All right, there's our finals.
Easy.
Threes and Crossy Road.
I got to go with Crossy Road.
Yep.
Because right before our podcast, I turned it on just to get my free gift.
Oh, there's gifts. I got to get it.
You do. You got to get them all.
Oh. Hang on. Everyone whip your phone out.
They're like Pokemons.
I'm okay with Crossy
Road. Everybody turn it on. Get your gift and Crossy Road right now.
Get your Crossy Roads.
I'm okay with Crossy Road because I enjoy longer play sessions with Hearthstone now. So I'd rather play two or three matches and fuck around with stuff.
So wait. So is there there's no threes support?
I guess I'm... Crossy Road hit harder, faster than threes.
Better, stronger.
I love threes. And I'm kind of a defender of it. It'll come up later, but of like the shit that those guys have had to deal with their clones. But
yeah, there was that.
But there's just something just simple and brilliant about Crossy Road. And
I heard that Crossy Road was actually a clone too, that there's something else just like it.
Oh, yeah. Frogger.
I can believe it.
Yeah, Frogger.
I jumped right into
a
truck.
Threes is just math. I mean, they didn't invent
they
math.
You don't know that.
But I could be talked into threes. Does anybody else, does threes have any other support?
Never played it.
I played it. It required too much thinking. Crossy Road's pretty mindless.
Okay.
And I don't want Hearthstone to win on principle.
Put my pillow on you, the dog here.
I would, not having played Hearthstone, I feel like the people that I know, Crossy Road seems like it's easier to jump in and out. You could get sucked into Hearthstone.
Crossy
and play
Road,
for 4 hours.
Yeah. Crossy Road's an easier pick up and play.
It's like you're not going to sit there and play Crossy Road for 3 hours.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I feel like
you're only going
to
play.
I would have
quick.
To say that. Yeah, you'd have to take that in consideration how the game is actually built to be played.
Yeah,
I can barely play the game.
Quickie Road.
I feel like Hearthstone's just a finalist now. I think it's Crossy Road and threes, and I'm trying to see if threes has any other supporters.
I really like threes.
Like it's tough because Crossy Road came out more recently.
Yeah.
So I played threes pretty hardcore for about 2 months, and I'm kind of in that realm with Crossy Road. So I don't know how I'll feel about it in months from now. But I feel like Crossy Road's easier to pick up and play one session versus like I said, sometimes threes can get a little bit more intense. Or
that's true.
So, cross the road. Lots of
mindless versus thoughtfulness.
Rename the award. Quickie Award winner is Crossy Road by Hipster Whale. Runners up threes and Hipster Hearthstone. Player. Hearthstone. Give me that hearth.
Hearth.
Give me that hearth.
Heartstones.
Heartstone.
Shut your mouth.
Next up.
You're not allowed to talk. Ban Jordan.
The and last award for this one, for this section here, is the BFG award. This is the overachiever of the year. So keep that gap in mind, and just like
overachiever.
The way I always looked at it was like this game could have stopped. Like you didn't have to keep adding all this stuff, but thank you. So we've got Wolfenstein: The New Order, South Park,
not the old order.
The Stick of Truth.
No, that one wasn't over.
What happened here?
Wasn't order enough.
Lost my thing. Wow. Divinity Original Sin. I was actually surprised that didn't come up more. But I think Ethan was our heavy player of that game. Shadow of Mordor. Far Cry 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elephants.
Alien Isolation.
Elephant Isolation.
Oh, damn.
Imagine motion tracking that elephant coming at you.
I don't think you would need it. You just hear it.
You just start shaking.
Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, or whatever they call the console version.
Yeah. Ultimate Edition.
Evil Edition.
Evil. Ultimate Evil.
Anything you'd like to add for consideration here?
So this is our
big
overachiever.
Overachiever.
Big Fat Game Award.
I'm just gonna throw this out to talk about it. Josh will be watching.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us about it.
I think Call of Duty could probably be on here as well.
Sure.
Kevin Spacey.
But then you could probably just take it right off.
Bye, Kevin
the plan.
There you go.
That's
take it off.
Yeah,
you take it all off.
As close
Kevin
as
Spacey.
It's not necessarily
okay. My first target. Go ahead, sorry.
No,
I was going to say, that game's not really overachieving for what it is, but it was definitely an improvement on past year's games.
As it should be.
We got another category for that, too, so we'll have to talk about it. Far Cry 4 is the first thing that stands out to me.
To what? Get rid of?
Yeah.
Because Far Cry 3 exists.
Yeah, exactly.
The elephants are cool, but that's about it.
Like it's kind of like, this is
I'm just gonna
pretty much what we expected.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to say this. The fourth game of a franchise like this should not be as fun.
That's true. It should have. Fun. It should have worn out its welcome.
Yeah.
But
so I'm okay.
Are we all in agreement they can't make Far Cry 5 like this?
Yeah, Far Cry 5 has to be different, I think.
I would hope.
Honestly, for someone that has actually bought this game, they could, and I think I'd still be okay with it.
Okay.
You didn't play 3.
As someone who illegally downloaded and didn't pay any money.
How do you feel about vampires, though? Because Ubisoft's been asking.
Far Cry vampires, I'd be all over. All right. Can I ride a vampire?
Again, I'm going back to the gap.
Wait. If I can ride a vampire, isn't that just True Blood?
He's got a point there.
Okay, I'm fine with getting rid of it. I just want to say that the fourth game of this franchise should not be this entertaining.
Yeah, it should be bad. Well, and they got Blood Dragon mixed in there too, which was also awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
every game should be Far Cry.
All right, South Park. I like you because you should have sucked and not come.
Oh yeah,
you should have even come out.
I was saying this earlier before we were streaming. I can't believe I just forgot about this game because that game should not be as entertaining as it is to not only play but to watch, to experience other people playing it. You know, especially watching other people stream it and just the random stuff that happens. That they went well above and beyond what my expectation was.
Can anyone speak to Divinity?
I can't.
I personally can't, but
I have a friend.
I think the big thing is like it's a different style of game from the previous games in the series. So I think there was question marks there of like if it would be able to be decent from changing paths, but I don't think it is something that can stand with anything else on this list right now.
I mean, I I'm surprised it made it on my radar at all. That was kind of its the compliment to that game, is that it got so much great buzz this summer. And but
I mean, it's something I'm definitely going
to. But I don't know if it was supposed to suck either. So
I think the other games in the series, some of the other games have been real terrible.
Yeah,
and that this one is such a massive improvement.
Yeah, they made this one really well.
Because everyone who likes the series and has played that game raves about it.
What about getting rid of Diablo?
Yeah, I was about to ask about Diablo. Like, what's...
I'm going to target Gods We'll Be Watching first.
Okay.
This is just... I just don't think it'll hold up.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll hold up. I'm glad it was on the list, but... Yeah,
but, like, I'll just, like... they stuck to their fucking guns and...
Is that the Pixel?
Yeah.
Pixel
art
one?
Little adventure game that... Yeah, just has...
Kind of your point-and-click stuff.
Yeah. And the details they went into how you win scenarios, it's amazing to me.
I'd agree.
Yeah. But not that fun to play.
Well, for reasons.
Okay, so for, so for Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, Diablo 3 kind of, for a lot of us, didn't go that well. And I kind of stopped playing it after it first came out. They went through all their auction house stuff. And then Reaper of Souls came out and kind of just, for me, it fixed everything. It just made it fun again. As I'm saying this, the gap isn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like they made it fun, but they didn't go above and beyond what they should have. They just finally delivered the game that they should have in the first place.
Yeah.
I think the translation to consoles and the controller was a little bit of a surprise, too.
I mean, it seemed like the console fans really, really liked that game. So, but yeah, I guess in the expectations and like I said, that gap there just doesn't hold up. But I will also say how they continue to patch that game makes it more and more playable every day. So, all right. So when I look at Alien Isolation, still, it's kind of like the good and the bad is the fact that it's so damn long. It's just like, holy shit, you made a lot of Alien, and that's awesome. But does that make it a good game?
I think so.
Well, compared to everything that Alien has done in the past, the Alien series has done in the past, like, 10 years, I think it definitely...
Yeah.
I think they overachieved by not making it a first-person shooter.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they definitely...
refocusing on, like, what...
The atmospheric elements of the actual series, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because it's all...
Just how everybody's saying...
It's all atmosphere. I mean, it's just... The second you start that game, you're like, okay, I am in this world. The details that they went in... The actual, the way they use sound, the way the alien first appears, I mean, it's just, it's all atmosphere, and the last game that really freaked me out and kind of kept me, like, constantly attached to what I was doing was probably Fatal Frame. You've played that before. I mean, it's just like...
Just like total immersion.
Total immersion. I just have to get out of when I can't even stay on my computer when I'm done playing this game. I just have to get out.
When I'm looking at this now, I think
cry in the closet.
Think about where the any Alien games were before this.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good point too.
Yep. Well, Colonial Marines.
It wouldn't have taken a whole lot to improve on what they already did, but then they just blew it out of the water.
And then, that's a good point. I was going to say, we've got our comeback award later, but... But after they announced this, after Colonial Marines came out, that did set the bar, kind of like when I go back to that gap. And then I'm looking at Shadow of Mordor. I don't know what everybody else's interpretation of the hype of that game. Like, what did you guys expect from that game? Like,
kind of just a hack and slasher.
Like, did you expect bad things? Like,
no.
I expected another Lord of the Rings game.
It pretty much delivered on what I thought it would be.
Okay. I feel like out of these four, I think that's the one I want to cut.
Like, I think Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, I would agree.
Shadow of Mordor probably would have been more impressive if you didn't really know about the Nemesis engine before you played it.
Yeah.
If they just, like, surprised you with that.
Yeah,
and you're just
that's,
like, holy
that's
shit.
I didn't feel like I couldn't get a straight answer out of people of whether it was fun to play or not. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. It took until you played it for me to understand if it was actually fun or not.
Okay. But I think, I'm okay with cutting it and making our finals list here. Because why the fuck is a new Wolfenstein any good?
Right.
It's great. And then South Park shouldn't have come out. And it should have been broken. And it should not be as dense as it fucking is.
I agree.
Good lord.
I would say South Park and Alien Isolation are probably the most immersive games that I've witnessed or actually played this year.
I'm leaning towards South Park just because it's the fucking show. Like
it is. You're playing a very long episode of the show.
I'd agree with that because, like you said, there's other categories that I'd fight for with Alien. So,
where are you at, Mr. South Park and Wolfenstein?
I'm still Wolfenstein. Okay.
I would maybe also agree with Wolfenstein because of the fact that there is such a huge gap.
Yeah, I mean, Wolfenstein has never actually been good.
No,
it's always it's never been good. It's only just been like technically impressive.
Right.
Like the original,
the original
was the first of its kind, so that was impressive. You know, Return to Castle Wolfenstein was the same way. It's like the game was boring, but it just looked pretty.
Yeah,
the
one for Xbox doesn't exist. It just should have been another generic good looking shooter, and it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
With South Park, I mean, it was great, but knowing how invested Matt and Trey were in it, it was way better than I thought it would be, but I expected it to be pretty good just with how, because they weren't involved in the other games.
I didn't know
if
that was just hype, though.
That just, I mean, but South Park just flows so well.
It does.
It really does.
As many times as I've seen it being played by other people, like Aaron and other people that I've witnessed, it's completely different every time, too. Like, it's the same, but it's different.
Yeah, I mean, the story is the same, but...
The way you get there and connect all the dots is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I guess looking at it, South...
Because Alien Isolation is kind of on rails. Like, you're kind of limited to what you're doing, because at some point you're just running around.
I think this is between South Park and Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
So I was more surprised by Wolfenstein, but I think I can see more was put into South Park, so they...
I think they certainly overachieved.
Okay. Yeah, they overachieved.
Are you guys just dismissing Wolfenstein because the gameplay is the same and the story was what was interesting?
I'm dismissing it now. Okay, I'm dismissing it now because it didn't have the floor. Like, I didn't know if South Park was going to come out after THQ got bought. Mm-hmm. And then they kept pushing the game back and doing that, like, oh, it's going to be March. It's going to just going to kind of squeak it out. Then I was like,
well,
it might suck. And why would Ubisoft care about South Park? And Matt and Trey just tried to do too much with it, and it's going to fall apart. And it's Obsidian, and they make broken games.
Yeah,
that's quite possibly why I forgot about it, because
there was so much against it.
Yeah.
And then even with Wolfenstein, it was just like, I thought it would be okay to play, and like,
well, it wasn't like this. Okay, so this might be a good argument for Wolfenstein. Okay, so there was Rise of the Triad,
yeah,
and then there was Wolfenstein. Which one? You know, Wolfenstein, clearly,
and also just
Wolfenstein, clearly,
yeah.
So you know that's the kind of comparison you can make to a game sort of that age.
The other addition to Wolfenstein is the fact that story is so good,
right?
And so damn entertaining,
yeah.
And they didn't need to add that.
Maybe one of the things that makes Wolfenstein such an overachiever, there was absolutely no hype whatsoever.
Yeah, no one cared.
Yeah, there was no build up. It wasn't until
NVIDIA settings.
And said, hey, everybody,
this
is a great game.
I don't think it had more to overcome than South Park does.
Because the
old Wolfenstein games,
licensed
technically, they didn't have the label of being terrible like the old South Park games did.
Yeah. That's true. Because
it's like South Park games. It's like Wolfenstein has been consistently what it is.
Yeah.
Until now, where South Park has always been disappointing.
So South Park has risen above, way above the bar that was set. Wolfenstein just.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can be convinced. Yep. I can be convinced.
So Alien Isolation won.
No, Styx did.
This is why Jordan is back on the list.
Styx Isolation.
All right, South Park.
Jordan can never host. BFG Award winner, South Park, The Stick of Truth, runners up. Wolfenstein The New Order and Alien Isolation. So that's going to do it for day two of our awards.